Pesachs.
Starting the Mishnah on Sayyid Tesam of Viz.
So the name of Pesachs.
Erev Pesachim. Arvei Pesachim, Samach
Mincha. Yeah. So Samach Mincha, close to Mincha. Lo yachal adam, person should not eat. Ad shetech
okay.
Until darkness. Afilu anishim Yisrael lo yachal. Even a poor person in Israel should not eat. Ad she save.
What does that mean?
Until he has his bearings.
No.
Until he reclines.
You think a sin is a. Okay, keep going.
Until he reclines.
Velo, now here's a key one.
Until he reclines?
Yeah, here's a key one. Velo.
Yifchatu lo marba kosot
shiliyayin. So what? So what's the Mishnah tell you? He must have at least how many cups of wine?
Four.
Okay. So let's start the Gemara.
What's yifchatu again?
Less than. Okay, start the Gemara on Kuchas Amaviz. Now let's see the.
Oh, we're not doing any Rashi's? Any of that?
There's nothing that's directly relevant. I just care about the Chiyuv of Arba Kosos. I assume we're all familiar with the Chiyuv of Arba Kosos.
I think so. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Arba Kosos Halalu, these four cups.
Halalu, right?
Halalu, these four cups. Tzarech Shia Behen, Kedei, Mezigat Kos Yafet.
Okay, stop. So what does that mean? So the Arba Kosos require, each one requires what?
Undiluted, no, that's
not. Mezigat Kos Yafet. Okay, look at the Rashbam.
Nice cup.
Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Dal Kosos Lo Tzarech Shiyah Behen. See the narrow lines?
Yeah. B'chol?
Yeah.
B'chol Echad Kedei Shiyah Behen Megizat Kos Yafeh.
Mezigat Kos Yafeh Shal Bracha.
Shal Bracha.
Now, okay, which is what? Shiro.
Shiro Rova Revi'it.
Log.
Log. Kedei Shiyamaz. Genu v'yamid al
v'yamod
v'yamod al rivi'it
log dekol
bekol chumra
chamra
chamra delo derei al chad mil
ad al chad tlas maya lav chamra hu. What does that mean?
It's one third water that is not
one. No. Okay, what's that?
Why not include water?
Let's understand how wine is made. When I was a kid in my house, when my parents were a little cheaper, so they used to buy concentrated orange juice. You ever had that before?
Orange juice. Oh yeah.
It comes in like so it's like a can, and it's like this glob of orange concentrate. And what do you do? You put it in, and then you dilute it with water. So wine, how was wine made in the old days initially? What?
Mash it up.
Right, so you had this concentrated wine. It was like potent concentrated wine. That's called yayin. What's it? That's called yayin chai. So how would you normally drink it? Yeah, that's what it's called, yayin chai. Okay, how would you drink it? What would you do to drink it? You dilute it. So what's the normal ratio of dilution? 3 parts water, 1 part wine.
So that's 1/4.
Right, rova. Well, yeah. So 1/4 of that cup. Now, okay, already. I don't want to get too fancy. What can you already sense here? That's interesting. Again, the notes. Yayin chai is what? Is undiluted, right?
How's that undiluted?
It's concentrated wine. It's,
oh, you mean if you just have that?
Right. We'll get to what.
Drink just that?
Well, you'll see. You can't say that because you see Yotze.
What do we drink today? Is it concentrated?
Oh, so wine today is diluted wine. All wine today is. Hold on. Listen to my thing. So what's interesting here? What's interesting is that you see there's two kinds of wine. We're not going to get too deep into this, but you need to understand this.
Do you mean diluted from that one?
Yeah, I had this. I
so like diluted, like you use like the 3 parts to one to make it into actual wine and then diluted from that?
No.
That's considered diluted?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So what's interesting about that?
Nobody really drinks that?
No. Well, you drink diluted wine.
Nobody really drinks that.
No. What? What's that wine?
It
is. In fact, not only is it wine, it's what?
It's preferable wine.
What? It's preferable wine.
Yeah.
Right? And yet, what's interesting about it? What?
It's not pure wine.
Oh. Is that interesting?
It seems like the pure wine should be the ideal.
Right. It's interesting. You have to add.
People used to
drink it. I don't know. But you can drink it. Because you see, you're Yotze if you drink Yayin Chai. But we'll get to should. Don't worry. But you're Yotze, though. If I drink concentrated wine on Kiddush, or on Arbacosos, I'm Yotze. I don't know if it's that smash grapes. I'm pointing. It's a concentrated wine. But Joffrey's right. How do you make it into wine? Mezigo's close up. Diluted. So therefore, you have, think about this. You have to add another substance into that which you desire in order to make it into the substance that you need. That's odd. Okay. All right. Well, that bothers me. And Joffrey.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The hashta. The first note. Right, no, the first wide line in the Rashbam. Bahashta, called Sagadaita.
Come on, he didn't submit a Rashbam.
Yeah.
Bahashta.
Yeah, called Sagadaita. You might have thought.
Bahashta, called Sagadaita. So, yeah. That means we got Kos Yafe, Rova, Raviit,
Lav,
Chad,
Shiurahu.
Shiurahu.
Okay, so you won't understand what this means yet. But let's just translate that literally. What the Rashi is saying is, what would you have thought? You would have thought that, what? That the Mezigos Kos Yafe, right? Which means the dilution. And Rova Revius, which means what? Rova is a quarter of the Revius, are what? Are not one shear. Okay. How much on Friday night Kiddush? Well, let's take it on Friday night Kiddush. Okay, how much do you have to drink to be Yotze?
Revius.
No.
No.
My Lugmov. Now, how big does the Kos have to be? How big does the Kos have to be? Okay, so Kos has to always hold Revius. Now, no. My Lugmov is. What? We'll get to that. What? Revius is a shear. Doesn't matter how much it is. An amount. We'll call it the machogas. 3.5 ounces, 5 ounces, whatever. So whatever number you want to come up with. It's a good question. Some sort of measurements. The Rishon will take that up. How to measure it out. But it's something called Revius. So what number do you want to use for Revius to make it easy for you guys? Maybe 4 ounces. 4 ounces, okay? We'll use 4. Okay, so... the cup has to hold how much? 4 ounces. Okay. So now...
There has to be 4 in there, or the cup just has to be big enough for 4?
Well, slow. We know 2 things right now. We know that, normally speaking, in a kosher bracha, how much you have to drink? A mala lugmav, right? A cheekful. And, right, how much you have to drink normally is a cheekful.
How's but a cheekful
the,
compared to a
reveal? It's a small amount.
2.5?
Yeah, 2 ounces or something like that. And, but the cup itself has to hold how much? 4 ounces. Okay. We did that sugya. Oh, you remember that? It's a good sugya, right? Okay. Did we? I don't remember. Okay. All right. No, I'm saying. So now, what's he saying? He said this. He's saying now. You would think that. I know you can't appreciate why yet, but you would think that the shear of Mezigos Kos Yafe, meaning the shear of dilution. Okay. The shear of the measurement of dilution. And the idea that you need a quarter of a revius of yayin in the cup as being 2 separate shiurim. Okay? I know that it probably makes no sense to you guys, which it shouldn't. But let me ask you this. I'll frame the question this way. If I tell you you're chayiv to have a revius of wine in your cup on Pesach night, okay, what do we mean by that? When you say you're chayiv to have a revius of wine in your cup, what does that mean?
Non-diluted and then diluted.
I love him. Okay. So Tucker's going for the Baal Batish way, which is right. That, of course, what does it mean? It means that revius, and what's revius of wine? Revius of wine means a quarter, meaning 1 ounce yayin chai and 3 ounces water. But Joffrey's right, but you'll see. It could be, what do you need? Maybe you need a revius of what? 4 ounces of actual yayin chai, and then...
I assume that you say wine is wine in the ideal state, which is the wine with
the
water.
How do we know it's the ideal state?
How do I know? Because it says Kos Yafe.
Okay. Kos Yafe. What's a Kos Yafe?
What?
We'll find out. We're just scratching the surface here, my friends. We have a long, long way to go. Okay. Now, what's Kos... What is,
the normal understanding of yayin is not... Was Yayin Chai then? I mean, they added more. They all added
water. Do they always add water?
You'll see.
So they drink the wine just like we do.
Yes.
So it seems like the ideal state then would also be.
Okay.
Not the ideal state.
I don't know. We don't know anything about that. Let's see what the Gemara says. Let's finish Rashman. So the Rashman then says, what's kos yafeh koshel birkas hamazon?
Kos yafeh koshel
birkas hamazon. Stop. So when it says kos yafeh, what it's referring to is, doesn't mean a beautiful aesthetic cup. What does it mean? The kos you would use for benching, a halachic kos. Okay, a halachic kos. Okay, now go back to the Gemara.
What's a halachic kos?
A koshel birkas hamazon.
What's that?
A cup you use for benching.
Does that mean
it's so,
is that a special
cup? It says, no, it means a kos can hold a revius.
It says yafe means like the cup itself, or it's talking about the...
It means like a more of an abstract idea, not that the cup is beautiful.
No, but it has to be... Is it talking about the cup itself is abstract to be beautiful, or what's in it?
Okay, which means what? No, what's shatan chai? Look at the Rashbam. Shalom mazgu b'mayim.
That's not concentrated.
No, it's not.
It's not diluted.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Shatan chai, it's not diluted yotze.
No, b'mayim, yotze. So I did not dilute the wine with water.
It doesn't say b'mayim.
And the Rashbam it does. You're looking at Rashi.
I'm looking at Rashi.
Go down.
Looking at Rashbam or Rashi?
Rashbam.
I'm back in Rashbam.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay,
no, shatan chai.
Mishum.
Shalom mazgan b'mayim yatsa.
Fourth line down.
Shalom high. Oh. Ella. What? Oh, shalom
mazgan b'mayim yatsa.
Mazgan b'mayim yotze.
Right.
V'kigon sheyesh bo revi'it log. What's the log measure?
The amount.
Divibatzir
Mervius.
Divibatzir Mervius.
So let's say if you have less than Mervius, right? Lav Klumu. Okay?
Yeah.
Dechi Hechi de Mazug, Bain and Mervius, Bain a call, Hachanami Chai, Bain and Mervius. So even if you have a case where you're drinking Yain Chai, how much Yain Chai has to be in the kos?
You must have Mervius.
Yeah, they're 4 ounces. We're always talking about 4 ounces, whatever.
You think that you have a quarter.
But you're drinking Yain Chai. So the Rashbam wipes that possibility away. Right, the Rashbam says, good, picked up on that. The Rashbam says, don't think for a second that's the opposite of what he was saying. Don't think for a second that, what are you going to say? That since normally wine is, let's say, 4 ounces, meaning 3 ounces water, 1 ounce concentrate. Wait,
the
1 ounce concentrate.
The whole thing is defined as wine, so it's not like, oh, you're only having a quarter.
Right. Okay. So, all right. So now, what are yotze, by the way? I don't know. We don't know yet what you're going to say. We don't know. That's what I was about to tell us. Okay. What's the second case? Shasam bavas achas. What's bavas achas? Look at the Rashbam. That's a big problem, yeah. Okay, look at the Rashbam.
Bavas achas. Should we read the Gemara?
No, I just read the Gemara. Ira.
Ira. Arba atan. Batoch kos achad kach.
Astonishing.
Yay.
Rashi proposes the following thing. This is always one of the big questions, very difficult to define. What does Rashi? Yes. What does Rashi say? Rashi says this. Let's say Rashi. Rashbam's quoting Rashi because they were related. Okay. So now, what did Rashi say? Rashi said, "What's okay? Shason bevas achas. I drank 4 cups in 1 shot. Now, what does 1 shot here mean? So Rashi says, I'll tell you what 1 shot means." I take a cup. Now, how big is my cup? So if we're using 4 ounces as our thing, I have a 16-ounce cup.
It's like a big goblet. And
what?
A goblet.
A goblet. Right, a goblet that happens to be 16 ounces. So what do? I'm a smart guy. I pour in 16 ounces of wine. So now what have I now done? What? Let's assume now it's the diluted wine. Okay? Don't be too fancy yet. Good you picked up on that. But let's assume it's diluted wine. How much wine? Now, how many kosos of wine have I had?
4.
Right? So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says 4. But why is that? Before you read the Rashbam's question, one go. The Vasachas.
It's either 4 or 1.
Okay, so Rashi says it's 4, right? Meaning that even though...
So he says that you can have the diluted land.
Right now, we're in diluted land. We don't care about Yain Chai anymore.
Okay, so fine. So that means that you had 4. What's the question?
Wait, it's not so questions.
So watch, look at the Rashbam. No, I'm happy you think that way. So you see in a 16-ounce cup, what you see is 4 discrete cups. You see 4 ounces, Like, imagine a measuring cup in your head, okay? That's 16 ounces, and each 4 ounces is a wine. So what you see is...
So he's saying, like, that he's like, you have, like, a huge goblet to just drink that throughout...
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Nira.
Why?
The, what?
The Rashman doesn't like this. He says, this can't be. Why?
Da filu. Shod harbe bekli. Echad. Lo chashiv. Lo chashiv. Ela kus echad. Tahai rabi'it.
Pachos.
What?
Pachos.
Oh, pachos.
Slowly. So he says this. He says, what does this, well, hold on. What does this mean? The Rashman says. He says, if I drink, okay, the Rashman is very simple. The Rashman is saying like this. If I have a cup, that was a bad cup. If I have a cup, okay, and I put in 1,000 revias, right? How much have I had?
One cup.
Two handfuls.
It seems like so far the only.
Wait, please finish. So the Rashman, I agree with you, but the Rashman says the sheer revias. What is it? What is the objective? When we say you're chayiv in an amount of a revias, what are we actually saying? You're saying what the Rashman is saying. The minimum revias is a minimum, meaning minimum I need is 4 ounces. Okay, that's the minimum. But can I have more? So the Rashman says. He says. Yeah.
What's that?
Aval tfei mirvias because echad chashuv kos echad. But if I have more than mirvias, how much do I have? I have one cup. So according to the Rashbam, I don't care how many ounces I have. It's only one kos. Okay, so now you have this is a very difficult machlokas.
Right, so one hand defines
what?
It seems like
right.
Haven't we only defined a kos though as a revias?
We
haven't defined it as anything else. We haven't defined it as how much a cup contains or how much you drink out of it.
You're right, but we know as a precedent that when we talk about the term revias, what we're saying is that the minimum requirement of liquid...
We didn't say you can't drink more.
You're right, but here's the problem. The problem is, that's exactly his point. The revias isn't telling you... The revias is not telling you that it's the only amount I can drink. The revias is telling you that the minimum amount I have to drink to be yosei is revias. But if I have more than revias, that's fine. Have more than revias. Have as much as you want. Because Rashi's saying that somehow each kos, I'm being a little aggressive about how I'm presenting it, but each kos retains a discrete identity in that big cup. So according to Rashi, I'm drinking 4 cups. But according to the Rashi, what do you mean 4 cups? There's only one cup of wine in there. Because revias is the minimum. Revias is here. Anything I go past that is just more than a revias. You know, so it's just more than that revias. It doesn't mean it registers as its own separate thing.
So who's the second one?
Rashbam.
He's defining it as what's contained by the cup, but we never defined the kos as what's contained in the cup. We've always said that it's a revias. You may say that it's a minimum.
We said minimum.
Where did he get from that it has to be contained in the cup?
What do you mean contained in the cup?
He says that whatever is contained in your cup, no matter how big it is defined.
One cup, right?
Where do you get that from?
Because normally speaking, when we use the term revias, we're using it as a minimum requirement. We're not saying it's the exact requirement. I'll give you an example. Let's take use something in the kezias. Okay, I must consume an olive's worth of X on bread.
You eat twice as much. It's not that. There's no problem with that. According to Rashi, there's no problem with that at all.
No, but
Rashi's...
Right, that's the problem. The problem is that it's not even 2 kezias. You had more than a kezias. That's what the Rashi would say. I didn't have 2 kezias. I had more than a kezias.
Once you get the minimum.
I'm not disagreeing with you. We're going to have to define this. Not yet. It's down the road. We're going to have to explain this. This is a crazy machlokas. Okay, now from a methodological standpoint, you got to be very careful here. Because what's the Rashi successfully done vis-a-vis Rashi? What's he done? He's told us what at this point? The Gemara says, I drink in Bevas Achas. Rashi says, what does Bevas Achas mean? There you go, right. So what's the Rashman's explanation? Okay, the Gemara tells us, if you drink it in one shot, you're Yotze, okay? Rashi comes along and tells you, what does one shot mean? It means this. So the Rashman says, it can't mean that. So our question now in the Rashman is, what does one shot mean? That's your cue.
V'nichri lomar. What does that mean? Nun lamed.
Venerally. Venerally.
It appears to me.
Right.
Dachi perusho bevat achad. Achat. Shalom al seder.
Mishnasenu.
Mishnah Seinu Ella
Shasan
Shasan
Ritzufin. Okay. So what does that mean? So when it comes to the Seder and the Greenberg house, okay?
Yeah.
So tell me, you're high to drink four kosos, right? When do you drink each kos? When do you drink each kos?
Cool. Different parts of the Seder.
Okay, so let's start with the first cup. When do you drink it?
Oh, okay. This is come on.
What's the first thing you do?
Kiddush.
Okay. When do you drink the second cup?
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
Magid, at the end of Magid.
Sure.
Okay. When do you drink the third cup?
No idea. During the
benching.
Yeah. Benching.
And the fourth kos?
I don't know.
Halal.
Halal, yeah.
Okay. So again, each kos has its own makom in the Seder, right? You have kos by Kiddush, you have kos by Magid, you have kos by benching, you have kos by Hala. So what's he saying? What's Vasachas then according to the Rashbam? Ritzufin, what does that mean?
Consecutive.
Yeah. But by definition, that order. Whereas what I do, I make Kiddush, let's say, I say Bor Per Guffin, drink one cup. And then what do I do? Drink another cup, another cup, and another cup. So I have four cups in a row.
How can you do, don't you need to do that?
And there's sugar.
Yotze. Yotze something. We don't know what your yotze yet, but your yotze something. You fulfilled some type of obligation. Okay? Okay. Next. Yes. I don't know. Maisa. What, who says Maisa? I just want to know. Let's get the facts. You tried to define already. Oh, I don't think you have the three cups.
So you can drink 16 ounce cup and then drink four.
Well, then no, but the question is the kos has to be mulle. What you're saying, what you mean to say is that I have a filled up cup and I drink my revius.
Right.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's going to come up at the end. How much you have to drink?
Can you drink the seder like other than the four cups?
Yes. In fact.
So can you be?
No, one second. All right, new. All right.
So
the 1%. No, we're back to the Gemara. Hishka mehen levana
v'neveso. We're back in the actual Gemara.
In the Gemara, yeah.
Okay, shatan chai.
No, we did that already. Hishka.
Oh no.
Hishka.
Are we rub out? Oh, hishka mehen levana v'neveso yotze.
Okay, so what does that mean? Literally, what does it mean?
Everybody's yotze.
So what did I do? Hishka. What did I do?
Drink.
I gave them to drink. Okay? That's a little unclear what that means. What does that mean? What is that? Okay, so look at the Rashbam. Again, the Rashbam. But, Hishka Mehen.
Hishka Mehen. Mikol Kos Vekos Shalosh Oshote Kulo.
Kinefar Shakaman. So what did he do? I make my bracha on my kos. Bar Pirig Offen. I drink. And then what? Right. I didn't finish everything. There's a little bit of Shirayim left. So what do I do? I give out the leftovers to the people in my family. Okay, so what's a lacha? Lacha is that you're yotze. Yotze, what do you mean yotze? Why won't you be yotze? What's the problem? Oh, no, that's what kind of hamia is that? Post that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, now the next part of the Gemara. So now we got explanations. What are yotze here? So Amar.
Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak.
No, Amar Rava. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rava. I'm sorry, Shasan Chai Yatza. If I drink raw concentrated wine, I am Yotze.
We're like jumping around.
Amar Rava. No, you're jumping around.
Oh, Amar Rava.
Good.
Shasan Chai Yatza, Amar Rava. Yede Yain Yotze. Okay, so what's Yede Yain Yotze?
I don't know. What does that mean? I've fulfilled my what? My wine. What does that mean?
Wine obligation.
What does that mean? What wine obligation? Yeah, what is he talking about? But then he says, Yidei Cheirus.
Yidei Cheirus lo yotze.
What is that?
Freedom.
Yes.
Okay, so I fulfilled my wine obligation, but not my
freedom obligation.
Okay, look at the Rashbam.
All right.
Yidei Yain Yatsa.
Yidei Yain Yatsa.
Okay, so what did I do? I drank what?
Four cups.
I drank four cups of wine. Okay, but yidei cheirus lo yatsa, which means?
Yidei cheirus lo yatsa.
Now, look, slowly. Listen to this language here. Tell me where the problem is. Klomar, as if to say.
Mitzvah
Wait, so meaning that what? The mitzvah is not complete. Okay, what are we saying here? No, it means complete. What's the problem here?
You were like kind of yotze, but not completely.
Yeah, exactly. What is it? What is he saying? What's the Gemara telling you? You're yotze what? You're yotze yayin. What's yayin? He's calling that arba kosos. Okay, I don't whatever that is. But you're not yotze cheres. Meaning whatever this idea of cheres is, whatever that is.
You did part of it, not the whole
thing. Right, but you haven't done the complete mitzvah. So what are you yotze? No, you're not yotze cheres. So what? So I don't know. What does that mean? So is it two? Is it two chiyuvim here? Then it's not mitzvah. What does mitzvah shleima mean? A kiyum. Hmm. Cheres. Your freedom. Because you drank. It was disgusting. You drank concentrated wine. All right. Well, finish the Rashbam. You did cheres lo yatsa. Kolomar ainzo mitzvah shleima. She'ain.
She'ain chavivot.
Chashivas.
Oh, chashivot.
Only an enslaved man.
Ella.
Ella. Bain.
Biyayin.
Oh, biyayin. Mazot.
Okay. So you only. What's important wine?
Mixed wine.
Diluted wine.
That's
right?
Important wine.
Yes, it's considered chashivas. It's good wine, high quality. So in order to be yotze cheres, what do you require? High, halakhically, what? Good wine, chashivas. No, it doesn't matter. Because the Torah is not for Raphael Alchemist, it's for men. Because that's the thing, because it doesn't matter what you like, there's a certain objective thing. This is considered to be objectively good wine. You're right, so normative man looks at it that way. Me? Maybe I enjoy concentrated wine, because you said I'm not normative. Maybe, but let's say, normative man, no, because it's like, it's a thematic question by you. Normative man does what? Normative man wants diluted wine. So whatever this idea of cheres is, you're not yotze cheres because you drank. Now, but let me ask you a question. What kind of thing is that? Because I have a simple question, okay? What substance am I drinking?
Wine.
Wine, right? So what kind of thing is this? So? What kind of thing is that, though? How does this work? This doesn't fit. This is a very difficult concept to understand. You're saying that there's an idea that I'm chayav to have a certain substance. Now, if I have a better version of the substance, I'm yotze cheres. But if I have the norm, if I have an inferior one, I'm yotze something. And there's something idea of a mitzvah shlema. What's a mitzvah shlema? And that's just that. But like, take a look at your sheet. Look at your sheet.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, composite. Now you're talking. Take a look at the Iran. Okay, look at the Iran. Second source there. Look at the Iran. Akiva, look at the Iran. This the first page.
Yeah.
See what it says, Ron?
Haran.
Yes, Haran.
Yatsu.
Okay, which means? Kolomar.
Yeah, important wine, you're not yotze.
No, the wine of freedom. You're not yotze your freedom. You're not yotze your freedom if you drink this. If you drink concentrated wine. Why? Kolomar.
Kolomar, shelo kayem mitzvah min
Now, pay attention to his language. Let's see if you can pick up the problem. You haven't been okay. Is it the same thing as the Rashbam? Rashbam says it's not mitzvah shlema. He says lo kayem mitzvah min amuvchar. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah in its ideal, in its best form. Similar to Rashbam, okay? Oh, well, what does he say right after that? Umiyu, listen to this. Tell me what is he telling you. Tell me what he's saying. Meaning? Come on, what's the problem? But what would you think? Well, we know it's an aspect of our kosos. What? What kind of having is that? The Ron's saying, you would have thought if I use concentrated wine, I'm not yotze at all. Right? Kamashma, no, I'm still yotze something. I'm yotze my, what do you call it? My yideyayin. Good question. But the fact he tells you this, right, it's telling you that there's a havamina here. There's a legitimate havamina. We need to understand that. What's the havamina?
You think it's like two sovereignties. At least it seems to be defined as sovereignties.
Well, okay, good.
One, no?
What?
He's saying the Havamin is that's one.
The Havamin is that it's two.
No, the Havamin is that. Havamin is that it is. The Havamin is that if I drank
just a concentrated, then you're not yotzei
nedar. Anything.
Right. So you think that it'll be one obligation. No?
Why?
Or that there's two obligations and you're not yotzei nedar.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. He doesn't say it. That's for us to decipher. He said you. That's what you think. Kamash Malan, then no. I don't drink my four kosas again. I'm using my four kosas, but I'm just lacking in this chayor sadia. I didn't do mitzvah in a mufkar. Is that the ideal expression?
What are
you
saying?
What
did you say
you're yotzei?
Yayin.
It's not the Ron. You seem to say that you also yotzei chayor.
No, you can't be yotzei chayor if you drink yayin chai.
Why say klamish yikiyam mitzvah? Oh, you're saying it's one mitzvah then.
No, you are not mekayim mitzvah in a mufkar.
Yeah, the mitzvah of...
Of what? What's the mitzvah of yayin? What's the mitzvah of yayin? What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's
yes. I mean, I do know what it is, but right now I know what it is. What?
It seems like the Havamin is only one mitzvah, and therefore if you're not yotzei in the part, in like the freedom part, then you're not yotzei at all.
That's what you would think.
Well,
right, yeah, exactly.
How can the Ron... Well, no, the Ron has to be
part of independent existence.
Okay, great. Good, okay.
How is he not referring to Pharaohs?
He's saying, no, he is referring to Chayrus. He's saying this. If I drink concentrated wine.
He must be saying that you are Yotze Chayrus, you're not Yotze Minamufka.
No. No, you're not Yotze. You're not,
then he should have to return and do the rest of it.
No, he's Yotze Yayin.
But he's not Yotze Chayrus.
You're right. So that can't be against the Gemara. No, you can't go against the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you, you're Yotze Yayin, not Yotze Yayin. All right, Akiva, back to the Gemara. So now it gets more confusing. What does the Gemara now say? So the Gemara then says, shasam avas achas. Now you drink it at once. Okay? What does the Gemara say? Rav Amar,
yidei yayin yotze, yidei arba kosa lo yotze.
Okay, so what does the Gemara now say? Guys, you got to pay attention to this part. What does he say? What is the Gemara saying?
So
if I drink it in one shot, what am I yotze?
Oh, with the undiluted wine?
No, okay, let's assume it's diluted wine.
Oh, with the diluted wine, you yotze? And the four, you're yotze?
I drink, no, I drink my four cups. Which version do you want to use? Rashi or Rashi? I don't care. Four in a row? I drink four in a row, okay? Gemara says, yidei yayin yotze. I'm yotze my yayin. Yidei...
Arbakosa, lo yotze.
Yidei arba kosa lo yotze. What is that?
The separate obligations.
What's that? So what's Yidei Yayin here referring to?
The obligation to drink
really?
Wine.
And what about... Well, slow down. So what does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam says, Yidei Yayin yotze mishum...
Where were we?
In the Rashbam.
Wait, we didn't finish... Yidei Yayin yotze. We didn't finish the other one.
Don't worry. Yidei Yayin yotze.
Mishum...
Simchas.
Simchas.
Yantav. Kedisanya le kaman.
Kedisanya le katan.
The kaman. Vissamachta.
Vissamachta b'chagecha. Shoma.
No, bima.
Gosh, bima.
Misamcho.
Misamcho b'yayin.
Okay, so how are you happy with wine?
Treacherous.
Okay, so what's yidei yayin here mean? What does it mean yidei yayin yatsa here? What are you yotze here?
Yantiv.
Simchas yantiv. Okay, okay. And then what's arba kosos lo yatsa? Rashbam? The kulan.
Yeah. Aval yidei, yeah. The kulan. Chashovim kos.
Rishon.
Rishon. Lo yoter. The tzarich lahabia.
What?
Lahabi.
Okay. You okay? So if I have four cups in a row, yes. Like let's say the Rashman's way, okay? So now, I'm yotze yayin, and what yayin am I yotze? Simchas yantav yayin, whatever that is, okay?
Is that the favorite?
I don't know, no.
No, no, no.
No, it's not freedom. It's right? However, now, see, that's right. Alkabes is in, right. We got so many. No, there's three. What's four? Why? Who said Kiddush? Where does it say that here? It does not say that here. Okay. So 1 second. Let's go in order. So 1 second. Let's use the Rashbam first. The Rashbam says, let's go in order. Shasan yayin chai. The Rashbam says, the Gemara says, yidei yayin yatsa. I'm yotzi yayin. How does the Rashbam translate yidei yayin yatsa? No.
Yom tov.
No, that's the second Yidei Yayin. No. What does he say? The Rosh was said.
According to the Rav or according to...
No. And, okay, in the Rava version. Yidei Yayin Yatsa. Just Arbokosos. Oh, okay, sorry. Is that what you said?
I said Arbokosos.
No. Oh, that's just... Okay. Yidei Yayin Yatsa means what? Arbokosos in the first version. Yidei Cheros Lo Yatsa. So if I had four cups of wine, beseder of Yayin Chai, I'm Yotze my Arbokosos, but I'm not Yotze my Cheros.
Why? Because you're not enjoying it?
I don't know why. Who knows why? There's no why yet. Let's just understand what.
No.
Yes. Okay, like this. Let's start. Case one is like this. Case one is that I have in front of me four cups of concentrated wine. Four cups. I drink all four of them. Okay? Okay. I fulfilled my obligation of four kosos. I have an obligation of drinking four cups of wine on Pesach night. I'll say one after the other. Okay? No, beseder. I'm the right order. Okay? For kos risha, by kiddush, I drink in the right spot. Magid, the right spot. Okay. But I'm not yotze cheros.
Freedom.
Okay. I'm not fulfilled my freedom obligation. Okay.
It was concentrated?
Because I used concentrated wine.
Isn't there an opinion that says you have to have the concentrated?
No.
No?
No. Now, if I go ahead, now what's the second possibility? Yeah, exactly. The second way of learning is, what's the second way? Second way is if I have the vasachas. Second way is if I have them one after the other, not in the right order. Bam, 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 bam. Of diluted wine. Yidei yayin yatsa, which means simchas yantav. Okay.
Simcha, which you had last time, or you didn't. It's just the first time it mentions it.
Bingo. Yidei arbakosos lo yatsa. Whoa, whoa! But now the yidei arbakosos that the Rashon is talking about here, the Gemara is talking about, is that the same arbakosos as
no.
Yidei yayin?
Obviously not.
You understand? Let's see if you can follow this.
Yeah.
This is the source of a huge issue.
Give us another beautiful.
Wait, let me write this up first. Okay, look.
Is there a machlokes about which cups are?
Oh, this is crazy.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Okay, not this Gemara. I think I got to go to Arfax.
Okay, look. You're gonna have four goblets.
I see a flight of eight cups, 16 ounce wines.
Yeah. 4 ounces. 4 ounces is the concentrated. 16 of the damage
survives.
So four goblets of wine.
You're not gonna survive.
Yeah.
How many ounces?
Yeah, that's not my fault. I want to go. Do you want to go to the mall? Do you want to go to the mall
for a permit to get a nice plea?
Nice plea.
But guys, hold on.
I think it's a nice plea.
Yeah.
Really?
You
didn't tell us water you die. Or maybe just like an enormous glass.
A thousand.
Yeah, like a bottle. I feel like a pitcher. Yeah, I feel like a
bottle. 8 times, 8 times. You have to go to the
shirt. What about costumes?
I have to go.
Do they have at the mall?
112.
Okay, guys, look at this. Let's just fill this in here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hold on. All right, look. This is the tricky part, okay? In the case of concentrated, this is all in English. All English, okay? In the case of the concentrated wine, okay? The concentrated wine. Wine I fulfilled. Okay, now, the Rashbam says, what is wine, let's say, what does wine fulfilled mean according to the Rashbam?
Yeah, that's
Arbokosos. Four cups. Okay?
Which yeah. This is concentrated?
Yeah. Concentrated.
Why do you write both?
Okay? Concentrated. All right? Wine, I fulfilled.
Yes.
But in the Rosh Hashanah learns that it's four cups. Freedom, not fulfilled.
Right.
Okay? In the out-of-order situation, wine, I fulfilled. Now, what is wine here?
Out-of-order concentrated?
What?
Out-of-order concentrated?
No, diluted.
Isn't it a machlokas?
With who?
Rav and Rav.
Out of order.
No, why is it machlokas?
Wine you fulfilled.
I'm a Rav. You did
in which case? In Shasan Chai.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, you fulfilled wine, but not four cups?
Right.
I thought those were the same thing.
No.
Okay, evidently not.
So there's four different obligations.
Well, no. I'd say, well, it depends how you want to learn it.
There's at least four.
To me, the easy way to learn it is like this. You have the initial yayin yatsa, the initial wine fulfilled is four cups. Seems to be the same thing as this four cups.
But it's split into two there.
No, it's just in this case you're not fulfilled, in this case you have fulfilled.
No, because on the bottom it says you're fulfilled by wine, but not by the four cups.
Because the wine here means something different. It means simcha.
But it's not talking about the same thing.
No.
Okay, fine.
Right,
that's
fine,
what's right.
Fine.
Right,
so
that's why I have it in quotes. Wine. There's wine, well, even if you want it better, wine such with one, wine, okay?
Yeah.
Very confusing,
the four
right?
cups, what it's talking about at the end is the wine one.
Those are the comments.
What?
When you say four cups at the end, that's wine one?
I don't know.
Is it? Right, this would be wine one.
Good, good.
Are you too?
For saying wine one?
Yeah.
It's wine one.
Four cups.
I haven't read the board yet. I'm not that I remember.
Yidei yain yatsa, Rashi says arbakosos. It seems like what he's saying. And yet here, four cups, not fulfilled, which sounds exactly as yidei yain.
It is.
Okay.
Why not? Why would you say that? If you were in my shoes, would you not say that?
Get your Rama map for a second. Look at Perek Zayin, Alacha Tashin, Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. Look where he says, right halfway down. Shasa?
Arba'a kosot elu miayin.
She'enu
mazu.
Okay, so you drink the four kosos from what? From wine that's not...
Yeah. The wine that's not concentrated.
Diluted. Meaning he drinks four cups of concentrated wine, right?
Yotze yedei arba kosot velo yotze yedei chelut.
So you're yotze what?
Your yotze obligation of freedom.
No, you yotze. No, you yotze your
four cups obligation,
like, wow.
And you're not,
and not yotze your freedom obligation.
Okay, good. Now next one, shasa. You can't pass against that. Shasa. You drink four cups in a row. That's what? That's diluted.
Yes.
Okay.
Your obligation for your
freedom you fulfilled. Velo yatsa.
Velo yatsa de arba kosot. You're not fulfilling your four obligations.
Who can tell me what the problem is? Again, I'll repeat the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam said this: if I drink concentrated wine, if I drink four cups of concentrated wine, okay, I fulfilled my four cups obligation, but I've not fulfilled my freedom obligation. If I drink four cups in a row, I fulfilled my freedom obligation because I'm drinking diluted wine, but I've not fulfilled my four cups obligation. This is a serious problem, a mega problem in the Rambam.
What was the first one?
Huge. Okay, the Rambam first says, if I drink concentrated wine, right, I fulfilled my arba kosos obligation, but I've not fulfilled my cheiros. If I drink four cups in a row, I fulfilled my cheiros obligation because I drank the right wine, but I've not fulfilled my arba kosos.
Is that what
what's the difference between that?
Come on, Koppel. You got it. Come on.
It says Mizugin, you're not yet saying.
No. Oh, you so close.
Whoa. How's that different from what we have on the board?
You tell me. Tell me where the difference is.
Wine with four koso. The year says you fulfill wine, but not. You fill.
What is that, Reba?
What does he not have?
Simchas.
He doesn't. That's the problem. In the second Gemara, look at the Lashon. Take out the second. Look at the second Gemara. What's the case? The case is like this. The case is that now not Shasan Yichai. The other one. If I have Ravam Shasan Vas Achas, I drink it in one shot. What Ravam are you day Yain Yatsa? You day Arba Kosos Lo Yatsa. But the Rambam's reading what? Yidei arba kosos yatsa. Excuse me, yidei cheros yatsa. Yidei arba kosos lo yatsa. So how does the Gemara doesn't say anything about cheros when it comes to vas achas.
That's what he read.
It's true, you're right.
Rashbam read it that way, he read it that way.
So they want to posit there's a girsa issue. The Rambam has to read it this way. There's a girsa.
Why?
You'll see.
No.
Okay?
Why?
The Rambam has to read it, wants to read it this
why
way.
Why do they have to say that?
You'll see. Okay, but you understand the problem?
What is
where are you?
Mixed. Oh, Europe. Okay.
Yeah. You understand the problem?
Same as Jones.
Yes.
We understand the problem, though. This is a big problem. Yeah. This is a big problem. Great. Okay. This is. Yeah.
So the problem is that the Gemara says nothing about Harris in the Bas Achas case, but the Rambam does.
Right. In other words.